Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
I'm Tom.
This week, we are doing our lists of our favorite star.
Favorite star. Not favorite stars, like maps to the stars, right?
No, like your favorite something that includes the name star in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would give examples, but I'm sure the examples I would give would take something from somebody's list. So this week, I just thought this would be something fun to do since I know Star Wars and Star Trek are something that we've talked a lot about, but there's so many other stars out there that need mentioning. I couldn't resist. let's see, what have you guys been up to this week?
I'll start. First of all, I need to start off by saying that last week when we were doing which Power Ranger character is your zodiac sign, I mentioned that what type of terrible person do you have to be for your zodiac sign to be Rita Repulsa without realizing that my wife was that zodiac sign.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That wasn't good. But I mean, when you read it, it kind of fit her, even though I didn't really agree with my wife being Rita. I think my wife is smarter than Rita and wouldn't be as haphazard in her super villainy.
I would succeed for sure.
Oh yeah. Other than that, I've been doom scrolling a lot of election law Twitter. That's been not fun. I'd like to stop doom scrolling about an election that ended over a month ago, but that's a thing that we're all dealing with. Another good thing that I have been doing though is Dead by Daylight. We've had a pretty good group together playing that on Xbox and Switch last week. And I actually taught my wife Dead by Daylight. She played through the tutorials and has been playing online with people the last two nights. She's actually really good. By the way, my wife's name is Allison. I keep calling her my wife.
My wife.
But yeah, she picked it up pretty quick and had some success. She finally escaped. We had a really good game last night with me, Reggie, Corey, and their foster child. That we started off really rough. Who were we playing against, Reggie? Which killer was it?
It was the Blight.
The Blight, which apparently its skill is to run really fast.
That was the first time I had ever played against him, and I was so surprised that we made it out.
It was so bananas cheap, and it seemed like the killer in that setup was going to be really, really OP. But then it kind of turned around, and three of us made it out, and it was a victory, and we went out on top. But yeah, we've been playing that with Shane, our coworker Adam, Reggie, Corey, their foster child. Anyone else who's been joining us?
Not really with us, but we've also been. I have been playing with Jordy a couple times from Jordy.
Mm-hmm. And then
Barry.
Barry.
Barry, our friend Barry has played with us a couple times.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool game. Once you get past the fact that it's pretty hard to win or whatever the concept of winning is for that game, but it's really exciting. It takes a bit to pick it up, but once you figure it out, it's great. And then finally, like I mentioned last week, I've been going for 100% items on Super Metroid. Mm-hmm. And I said last week that I was really upset that I used guides my first time through, but my second time through hasn't been much easier without the guides because I didn't remember much from before. So that's been pretty fun. The first time through, I didn't play it with sound because I was like hanging out around my family at Thanksgiving. And so I didn't get to hear all of the awesome music the first time around, but the music is awesome for that game. All the Metroid games have awesome music. And just noticing all of the fan service that has been in other future Metroid games for fans of this game. Like I said before, Metroid fans are so big about how everything has to be like Super Metroid. And the fan service that they have worked into other games just for Super Metroid fans has me looking at it and be like, stop complaining. Like, they have done everything they can to appease Metroid fans, but it's just, it's a fun game. It's so hard. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get 100% items, because I feel like I'm almost done with the game again, and I'm nowhere close from what I know 100% is. So we'll see about that. But yeah, that's been my week.
Sounds like a good week.
Thanks. Yes. You too. All right. Well, my week has consisted of a few things. Dead by Daylight, like Tom mentioned. Uber fun. You talked about how it wasn't, you know, so easy to win that game. But if I'm playing as a killer, it's super easy to win that game. I'm working on that skill, though. So I've got to get a little better. Then I can, you know, play and rotate and all that fun.
Hey, being the killer is hard. The first time I did it, like, you'll hit someone and think they're down and then look around for them and they'll be gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They're fast. And I don't know how people do it. I'm still working on that.
Which is weird, because when I get hit, it feels like the killer can just pick me up instantly. And mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So the other game that I played this week, through a Black Friday sale, I got Sonic Mania for my Switch, which I'm a huge fan of old school Sonic. So that game's right up my alley. I also do have it for my Xbox, and I played it on there, but sometimes it made me a little dizzy on there, and it kind of did that on the Switch last night too. So I think I'm just getting a little old, which is very sad, but Sonic goes very fast on that game. Much faster than in, like, Sonic 2.
You get you some, like, motion sickness bands that, like, put on the pressure points. I wonder if those would help.
Ooh, I should probably try those when playing Sonic. Like, I'm usually fine with motion sickness, but, yeah, I was playing last night, and I completed the level I was stuck on, and I was so happy, but then afterwards, I was like, I need to quit.
What's the premise of the game? Is it just like an old-fashioned side-scroller, or is it all the old games put together, like the Sonic Mega Collection, or?
You know, so I've only started it, and I've only gone through, like, the first six levels, which is really, I guess, really three, if you think about it, because each level has two components. And the first two were very, like, levels we've had before, but the third one was new. And Sonic Mania came from they're independent developers, if you want to call them that, or even maybe like a bootleg game. When Sega found it, they hired the creators to make an actual Sonic game for them, which was very cool. So we have this really awesome old school style Sonic, and it's really fun.
Nice.
Nice. Does it start with green greens like every game does?
Green Hill Zone, of course.
Green Hill Zones. Where did I get green greens from? I think that might be, it's from a game.
Yes. And yeah, it starts with that, and the second one is the chemical lab from Sonic 2.
Nice. Is the casino level one of them?
Are there what?
The casino level. That was always my favorite Sonic level.
That, it's mine too. And you know, I haven't found one that's supposed to be the equivalent to it yet. But like I said, I'm only, I guess, technically three worlds, but six levels in. And the first one was an airplane level, which I hate, but I'll get through it.
By the way, Green Greens is from Kirby.
I was thinking it sounded very Kirby-like. The other thing I've been doing, I started my December book. You guys could see. It's called The Rising, out of the Badlands series. Ooh. Yes, I love that series. It's really great. It's supernatural. Homicide is in it, too. It's about a detective and a psychic who solve murders in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is kind of close to home. So I love it.
There would be murders in Myrtle Beach.
Well, yeah.
Oh, there's a ton, apparently. Well, I mean, there are a lot, but.
Dirty Myrtle.
So yeah, and the reason why I bring that up is because I've set a goal this month or this year, and I'm going to meet it. I've read a book every month this year. And so once I complete this, I will have read 12 books this year.
Nice. I'm still trying to desperately finish one.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm trying to get back in. Like, I'm also trying to find times for all those comics I bought that I talked about last week, which, and I will. Just got to balance all that out. And then finally, other than that, I think writing has, you know, has always been a big part of my life. I completed the As the Beanstalk Turns Christmas script, as you guys know. That will be coming out soon, and it's going to be a pre-recorded event. So even though we don't have a date yet, I can say it's most likely going to be released around, I believe, the 22nd is what has been discussed.
Nice.
So I've peeled from that from Beanstalk Community Theater on Facebook, and you can watch us in that soap opera.
Yeah, all three of us are in it.
Mm-hmm.
We all have starring roles.
And then there's one more writing project that I have started and I'm working on, and I can't talk too much about it yet, but it's taking up a lot of my time and it's going to be really fun, and I will talk about it more when I'm allowed to.
Secret writing projects.
We'll message about it afterwards.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a good week. Did you do anything else?
I think that's it.
Nice.
Well, bye. Reggie, what about you? What have you been nerding out on?
Well, as most of you are aware, it is December, and while I and my family celebrate Christmas, we have been on a huge Christmas kick. We have done Christmas movies every night. We've watched Elf and The Grinch and Santa Claus 1 and 2, which 3 should be tonight. Just when you hear this 2 nights ago. So Christmas with the Cranks as well. That's always a big one for our house. Also, like you guys both mentioned, Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot with my family. The three of us, Corey and our son, have been able to all get it on our various systems. So the three of us have been playing together, even when we're not playing with the two of you guys or the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. And we got, I mentioned last week, we got the Mario game, Mario Deluxe, U Super something something. So that as well. And then, funny enough that you had mentioned reading, I have recently picked back up, well, I'm kind of torn and going back and forth between them, but the book House of Leaves.
Uh-huh.
I got about halfway through it a couple of years ago and didn't finish it. And so now I'm trying to pick it back up. But then also, the book is called S, and it's by J.J. Abrams.
Really?
And it's a crazy book. I recommend you guys go look at that. So I'm torn between going back and forth on those. So as to where I can't hardly finish book in a year, now I'm going to try to do 2 at one time. but they're both like mind expanding books. House of Leaves is a book in a book in a book. book about a guy reading a manuscript or a transcript about a movie.
Okay.
And then the book is written in all kinds of crazy ways where you have to turn the book on its side and some pages only have one word on it. It's a really cool book. And then the other one, S, is another one of those. You're reading a book that's having a conversation between two people in the margins of the book. And there's a lot of mystery and secrets and stuff going on with that. So yeah, you should guys look those up. They're really cool.
Yeah, you are making me feel bad. I need to start reading books.
We're trying to cut back on watching things before going to bed. So we're trying to read a little bit in bed before we go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't been in the reading mood this entire year for, I guess, obvious reasons. But I did start The Shining, the book, which is, people always think I'm weird that I love reading and watching The Shining when it's prime getting snowed in season. but
it's time to do it.
But the book of The Shining is, I love the movie, but it is significantly more terrifying than the movie. And I would love for them to, since they seem to be doing all these Stephen King books with high budget, good remakes like It, I would love to see them redo The Shining, but I don't know if they would ever touch that because everyone's just going to judge it based on the Jack Nicholson one. And, mm-hmm.
Well, did you see Doctor Sleep?
Doctor Sleep was amazing. That was a really good movie. And the way, because the way The Shining ends in the movie is very different from the book, but the way they handled, they did a lot of good fan service in Doctor Sleep in the sense that they kept it true. They did a really good job of following the book, according to my wife, but they also, you know, were still working within the cinematic realm because there's very different endings. And so it was pretty cool to see how they did it, and I definitely recommend both reading both of those books and seeing both movies.
Oh, cool. Well, I think that we've all had a pretty good week then.
You should
about not reading, Tom. You're doing enough doom scrolling that counts for reading.
It does.
I mean, I do read like 50 political articles a day, so hopefully that counts, but it just doesn't feel like the same level as of productivity as reading a book. But
it's just a different format.
Yeah,
well, I guess we should jump into our star list.
Yes,
our maps to the stars list.
And where they live. So yeah, when I was thinking about this list, I was really thinking about the fact that we're always talking about Star Wars and Star Trek, and then I was like, well, what other kind of stars are there out there?
Mm-hmm.
So first on my list, starting from the bottom up, is a Disney show called Star Versus the Forces of Evil. Have either of you guys ever seen that or know what it is?
I know of it.
I don't know.
So the premise of the show is that there's like this other magical realm, and then there's the human realm. And this princess in the magical realm named Star Butterfly comes to the human realm to go to school. And there's a lot more than just that involved in it. And I know it's a Disney show, but it's like one of those Gravity Falls shows where it has a lot of like stuff that adults can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute, really funny. I thoroughly enjoyed it, so I had to definitely put that on my list. Next is Battlestar Galactica. Corey and I actually watched the remake. We never watched any of the old stuff. He absolutely fell in love with it. You know, it's with the Cylons and, you know, the last remaining humans trying to find a safe haven. And then within Battlestar Galactica, there's a character named Starbuck. In the original, Starbuck was a male. And in the newer version of the show that I watched, Starbuck was a female. And she was played by, what's the actress who was Bo-Katan? Katie.
Oh my goodness.
Katie
Sackhoff. Yeah. Sackhoff? Yeah, I think so.
What it is. She is Starbuck. And so she, either her or Battlestar was going to be on this list. And so I decided to do Battlestar and just. So this is going to be controversial. Next on my list is Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Do not get me wrong. I grew up watching it when I was a kid, and I really enjoy all of it. However, Star Trek is going above Star Wars in my priority, but I can talk about Star Trek later. Star Wars is on here for the obvious reasons of Star Wars is amazing. I know Shane isn't a big fan of it. But like I said, I watched it when I was a kid. I got really, really into Luke and the Force. And, you know, as a little gay boy, I always loved Princess Leia. I always loved all the princesses. And and even now, when I was in high school, the Clone Wars show was amazing. And then, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the episodes 1, 2, and 3. You know, you have to have them for the rest of the story. I understand. I'm not beating down the door to go and watch them or anything like that. But it has its need. I mean, it has its purpose.
I thought, unpopular opinion, I've always been a pretty big prequels fan. Maybe it's just because there's been a lot more lightsaber fights in the prequels, but I loved
Clone Wars, all of the stuff that involved the Padme Anakin romance was, I just thought it was boring. They should have done it better.
Oh yeah. I mean, it, the problem with the prequels is like they were great actors and I mean like great battles, but very poor writing is what they suffered from.
Kind of boring. Some of the in-between stuff, like they should have done stories from the Clone Wars show.
Yeah.
In the movie, but of course that came after, so hindsight's 20/20.
Oh, and a lot of people hate the prequels because of all the political stuff, but being a political scientist, being a political science major, that part never bothered me, but I can see why it would be like paint drying for some people.
That's not even the part that bored me. Like the first movie, just all of the stuff on Tatooine and the pod race and stuff. Like, yes, it was exciting, but honestly, I've only ever seen the first movie one time all the way through without falling asleep.
I saw a meme about the pod racing scene where it was like just basically about how people were dying gruesome deaths during the podcast and a pod race. And everyone was just super pumped about all these people dying terrible deaths.
Yeah, I mean, basically. but I would not even go, I would even in mention my absolute love of Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
I love him. I would take a bullet for him. I love him.
I love him too.
I know we've mentioned The Mandalorian in the past, and I'm also going to try to avoid any kind of spoilers, but
until
when we Tom and I are going to do a discussion of it, but I want to at least give the season the people a chance to watch it without ruining things for them, because I know how upset I was when things get ruined. But has The Mandalorian been really good?
Oh yeah,
really, really good. My mom and brother are watching it. My nephew is watching it. Like, I mean, it's super good. So, blah, blah, blah. Getting off topic. Star Wars. number two on my list, like I said, is Star Trek. Okay. I know more about Star Trek, and there is less of Star Trek that I dislike than there is of Star Wars. Now, there's less content of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't care for the first three episodes, 1, 2, and 3, as much as I did episodes 4, 5, and 6. I'm not even going to mention the new the new stuff. But with Star Trek, I have loved all of it. I have not personally sat and watched every single episode of the original show.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone through and watched every single episode of Next Generation, Voyager, Deep Space Nine,
Enterprise.
Enterprise, and now Picard and Discovery, and have loved everything. And Star Trek is also super in my heart because that's mine and Corey's thing. I watched Star Trek a little bit when I was a kid, but I never got super into it. But when I met Corey, he is super into Star Trek and Star Wars. But that was something that we did together. We didn't have cable when we were in college, so we would go to the library and rent the DVD seasons and Enterprise and all those and bring them home and watch them. And so we've probably watched Voyager like 5 or 6 times all the way through.
It's the best.
I would say it was the best until the new shows. Picard was amazing. And this Discovery, I won't do spoilers like Mandalorian. Like I said, I don't want to do any spoilers. And I know, Shane, you're behind me on them. Wow. Good writing. Okay, The reason why I like Star Trek as well, besides all of that stuff, is I just love the statement that they make, is that, like, you know, stand up for what is right and putting other people before yourself,
mm-hmm.
doing good, and at the same time exploring and discovering and trying to find ways of helping instead of finding ways of personal gain. Yes, there's corruption everywhere and all of that stuff, and it happens in Starfleet too, but I love the future that they depict. I also will say that I really, really love how much LGBTQIA and the rest of the letters that I'm not thinking of right now, representation that has been in this season of Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I literally have been brought, I'm not going to cry. I have been so moved at the positive representation that's on television right now for our community. And I'm blown away. I know some people probably hate it and they're like, okay, we get it. Quit pushing your agenda on us. But I say, push it more. I say mm-hmm. more and make it. It's so refreshing to see gay characters, non-binary characters, transgender characters, and that's not what the focus of it is. That's just a part of who they are, and then they just continue the episode as if it was any other crew member or episode. It's amazing, and
it is.
You guys can tell that I get passionate about LGBT stuff. So
well, and all of the people who are like, why do you have to flaunt it? Can just go take a hike, as far as I'm concerned.
Why do you like, because it's important. It's
yeah,
important.
Yeah. Like
gay boys and girls, little non-binary children, little children that are transgender, to see that it is okay to feel the way that they feel on television. I did not have that growing
yeah, up. Yeah.
I did not have a positive view of what being gay was because of my idea of what being gay was from media. And the thing that media told me was that being gay was wrong or bad, or it was a way of being picked on or getting beat up.
Or a punchline.
Yeah, or a punchline. I literally went back and watched Friends and was just, I realized that I think a lot of my insecurities about being gay came from that show.
Aww.
Because I loved watching Friends. And going back now as an adult, I was so shocked at the punchlines and the things that they would do. But anyway, I'm getting off track. I like speaking of track, Star Trek. Watch it. Number one on my list. You guys are probably gonna be surprised, but Stars.
Like the cable service, like the premium cable movie service?
Oh, Special Tactics and Rescue Squad from the Resident Evil game, Stars.
Oh, nice.
It's the team that originally was in the first Resident Evil game that went to go investigate the Spencer Mansion. There were two Stars groups, Alpha Stars and Bravo Stars. Jill, Chris, Barry, Wesker. All of those were the ones that were in the Alpha team that went in when the Bravo team lost communication. They're just a team of badasses, really, that, you know, go in, and they're from my favorite video game franchise. So I know it's a cheap shot because it's Stars and their letters, but I had to break the rules a little bit and throw that in there.
That's allowed.
You guys understand my love of Resident Evil and how important it was with my mom and all that stuff. So I don't need to go into big details about it, but Stars, that was number one. And then I had two honorable mentions that I really wished I could have made my list seven. But I don't want to say them until the end, so that way I don't take anything away from other lists. Cause I have a feeling that one or two of these are going to be on one or two of y'all's. that's my top list.
Nice.
Top Stars. Shane, did you have had something ready for us?
I do. I have some star trivia.
Star trivia. Trivia for the Stars.
Yes. So the way these first five questions are going to work, I broke it down in something that I hope you guys will find really, really fun. The answer is going to either be Star Wars or Star Trek. And what I will do is I will read a quote from one of those series. And all you got to do, first one to tell me which series it comes from, gets the point.
Okay.
Sounds good. But right. Let's set a ground rule. He has to finish the quote.
Okay.
My wife got so mad at me because one of the trivias, we were jumping in with the answer before Shane finished the question. So let's let him finish the quote, and then we will jump in. Sound good, Reggie?
Fine. No, yeah, of course.
All right, so it starts off very easy. So question number one, live long and prosper.
Star Trek.
Oh.
Yes, Reggie. Yeah. Number two, aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Star Wars.
Oh, that's so close.
That was me. I win.
Well, I think it was. You said I heard you first.
We have video recording. We can just rewind it.
This ain't the NFL.
All right. Number three. When 900 years old, you look as good, you will not.
Star Wars.
Yes, Reggie.
Oh, I thought I got that one.
Number four. I've changed the conditions of the test. I don't like to lose.
Star Trek.
Yes, I heard Reggie first again.
It was Kurt, right?
Yes, very good.
That was very close to being a Darth Vader quote.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, final one out of this section of questions. One voice can be stronger than 1,000 voices.
Star Wars.
No.
I mean, yeah. Shane gets a point.
That's from Discovery, isn't it?
It is not.
What is it?
It is from Voyager. Janeway said it.
One voice can be stronger than...
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what was the episode.
I believe it was a Borg episode.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
One that focused on 7 of 9.
I was thinking it had to be a 7 of 9.
All right. The rest of this is just regular trivia. What is Starfire from Teen Titans' home planet?
Tamarian?
It's not the right pronunciation.
Starfireville.
Nope.
I know what it is. I'm not saying it right.
You were very close.
I feel like she says it all the time, too.
She does. She says it all, especially in Teen Titans Go.
Mm-hmm.
Planet of...
You want to try it one more time? Because you're very close.
Tamarian? I don't know.
Oh, no. So she's a Tamarian.
Tamarian?
From Tamaran.
Tamaran. What was Starfire's sister's name?
Blackfire, I think.
Blackfire. She was evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you guys ever watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch show, like from when we were younger? Okay, so you know the whole Spellman family secret was that every Spellman has an evil twin, and then Sabrina's evil twin would show up every now and then and cause havoc. I always think of them when I think of Starfire and Blackfire.
It's kind of the same. All right, question number 7. What is the name of Aquaman starfish foe?
Oh, man.
Patrick.
Can you give
up? Nope.
I can see him, and he's blue and red.
Mm-hmm.
Barnacle Boy's blue. No, wait, that's the other bad guy.
Give us three names.
All right. Choices. Is it Starfish Man, Starry, or Starro?
Starro.
Starro.
Yes, Starro.
I'm going to give that one to Shane.
Yeah, I think Shane's...
Question number 8. In the CW Stargirl show, Courtney Whitmore, aka Stargirl, believes Starman is what relation to her?
Her dad.
Yes. That's correct.
It was also a guess.
Number 9. What TV/movie franchise is based on this description? The idea of an alien Einstein-Rosen bridge device that enables nearly instantaneous travel across the cosmos.
Stargate?
Yes.
SG-1.
Very good, Tom.
Ah, Stargate. Such a good show.
All right, 2 more. What gives you temporary invincibility in the Super Mario series?
Star power.
Star.
Yes. It was. I don't know who.
He said star power. If it's officially star power, then Reggie gets it. I just said star.
It's, you know, technically it's called the superstar.
The superstar, so we both lose.
Yes.
At our school, we used to jump between the different colored tiles and pretend some were like lava. And if you stepped on the gold little like drains, that gave you star power. So you would sing that song while running down the hallway and you could step on any tile.
Nice.
You got that. Right.
What's that?
You got that point.
I don't know.
Shane.
Yeah, I think Shane, since we don't know the actual name of it.
All right. And this one is probably going to be very easy because we've talked about it. Cylons appear in what series?
Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
I win.
And I win losing is winning for me.
I got 5, Tom got 2, and Shane got 4.
Yes. Yay, I was close.
I'm pretty good at
finding that trivia.
I'm pretty good at trivia in real life. I'm very bad at it on this podcast.
We have such like, it's such a, I don't know if niche is the right word or not, but it's just so specific for when we do it on here.
Oh, yeah.
When we're able to, we need to go out and do trivia at a bar or something.
Oh, my God. I miss bar trivia so much.
It would be a lot of fun. Even if we don't go to drink or anything, we should still just go and do the trivia.
I'm up for it.
Well, that was fun. I always love winning. Shane, what you got on your top star list?
All right. Well, my list, actually, before I do my list, I wanted to share with everyone my challenge that Tom had given me to use the word sultry in my novel.
Yes.
You can't hear me rubbing my hands together.
So I have found the paragraph, and the excerpt is the word I was trying to think of and stumbling over all of that. I found the excerpt that I used the word in. And just to set that up, there's a character in my series. Her name is Emmy. And she's kind of very, a little ditzy, happy-go-lucky type of young woman. And as you progress in the novels, because it is a series, something's off with her, and we don't really know what it is yet. So the main characters in this series are throwing a party to try to capture the bad guy. And they just bring some of their friends in, and their friends are in on it and know that, you know, things could get a little dangerous if they attend this mock party. And she shows up, stands in the doorway, and just kind of shouts out at everyone, hello. So I'll begin reading from there. Emmy's voice rings out as she stands in the doorway, an arm on each side of the door. All eyes in the room turn towards her. She wears a very short and tight black dress that is slit on one side to reveal even more of that silky smooth leg and wears black high heels to match it. She now also sports purple streaks in her long dark hair. The life of the party is here, her voice rings out. She walks over to Nicholas, her heels clapping loudly on the wooden floors, and swipes his beer, taking a swig of it. Hello, Nicholas, she greets him in a sultry voice, then walks away from him. And there we go.
Someone turn on the AC.
Is that a romance novel that you wrote? Did you write a smut book?
I did not write a smut book. But that's the change in her. She used to never be like that. You know, and now she's capturing everyone's attention in the room. Mm. So there's a little something more at play with what actually is going on with her. Yeah.
Sultry.
So yeah, so if you want to find out more, hit me up and let me know. Or just look out for my novels whenever I get published.
And publishers listening to this, publish Shane because he's awesome.
Or get him to publish himself.
Total Nerdless Publishing Company.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I love your it. We need to do that regularly. Have you read a little bit, maybe like a paragraph or two of each from each episode?
Well, someone plays like a stand-up bass, like in a poetry reading.
Yes. Well, I definitely don't mind sharing more excerpts that aren't quite as, I don't know, spicy as that one, because they're not all like that.
Or sultry.
Exactly. There's not always a lot of sultry, but there's sometimes. Lots of elements in my drama, my supernatural drama. But moving on to my list now, I'll begin with the bottom of my list. And the first thing on my list, I probably should have included number one because I really, really nerd out over this, but I tried to gear it more towards like actual things in nerdism. But number one are actual astrological stars. Ooh. I'm a huge stargazer.
I didn't even think about that.
The summertime, especially where we live in the mountains, it's so amazing and so clear to see. And the other cool thing I really love about stars is no matter where you go, as long as you can see the sky on a clear night, you can see the stars. I know a few constellations. I can identify certain stars just based upon finding them in the sky, which I think is really cool. And my favorite star that I keep finding really surprised me by the name of it because I had a star app that helps me identify what I see in the sky. And my favorite star that I can often spot out, his name is one of my favorite movies, Beetlejuice. It is a yellowy, orangey type star that can be often seen near this area on most nights.
You'll have to point it out to me next time whenever we're by each other at night.
Yes. So yeah, I'm a huge stargazer. Had to include stars on my list. Moving right along to my next choice, Starlight Music from Jim and the Holograms.
I was wondering if you were going to be able to get Jim and the Holograms in here.
Of course I was. There's a lot of stars in that series, you know, in the music themselves. And I just had to include that because Starlight Music is the studio that Jerrica Benton runs. And Jerrica Benton is also Jim. And my favorite thing about Jim, I think one of the reasons why I love it so much, is it's totally outrageous. Haha. But one of the main stories is with Jerrica putting on this persona as Jim, her boyfriend falls in love with Jim, and then Jerrica gets jealous of Jim, but Jerrica is Jim. And just the absurdity of that storyline makes me so happy. All right, the next one is the star creature from Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo, and it's from their first series, so the whole gang's still there. It's not from the awful dreaded trio episodes, but it is from the episode When You Wish Upon a Star Creature. That episode, whenever I'm craving some Scooby-Doo, is one I will often turn to. The gang go to investigate a laboratory, and there's literally a star monster, so it's in the shape of a star and has legs, terrorizing the place. And it's a star. It's always been one of my favorite episodes with Scrappy, and I just really like it.
Now, what year era of Scooby-Doo is that from?
So it's from the first season of the Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo show. I think it is late 70s, if I remember correctly. It's where all six of the gang are still there, because after that, the next three seasons are just Scooby, Scrappy, and Shaggy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows Scrappy is the worst.
But he's not, really.
Oh, you like Scrappy?
I do. I mean, he's not always my favorite, but he gets a lot of flack because when it became the three of them, it wasn't just because Scrappy came. That was a decision that the honchos in charge made. And that's why Scrappy gets a lot of flack. He gets blamed for that because he actually kind of helped save the series.
He's also the bad guy in the Scooby-Doo live-action movie.
He is. And at times he's annoying. I'll give people that. But he's not as bad, people say.
Well, I mean, they also just abandoned a dog on the side of the road and drove away. So those meddling kids had it coming.
Good point.
All right, next on my list, number two, I could not exclude from my list, Starfire from the Teen Titans.
Aww.
I don't think that's a surprise to anyone because I often bring her up. And I often also bring her up because I love the Teen Titans so much. You know, they're led by Nightwing, and she is Nightwing's love interest, and that's who he belongs with. Sorry, Batgirl fans, but it's always going to be Starfire.
Well, and I thought, no, I guess Nightwing is Dick Grayson, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess there is a lot of Barbara Gordon, Dick Grayson love.
There is. And I mean, it's okay, but it's not Starfire and Nightwing.
Well, and Barbara isn't the only Batgirl. There's other Batgirls. Stephanie Brown takes over as Batgirl for a while. Cassandra Cain wasn't for a while. So, I mean, nah. They're young. They'll figure it out.
Yes. But no, Starfire's really fun. I love the incarnation on the animated series before Teen Titans Go. That's been one of my favorite incarnations I've seen of her. I haven't read a lot of her in the comics, but I have watched the first season of the Titans show, and they do okay with that, too. I wish she'd be a little more bubbly or just not so familiar with Earth in that series.
Are you talking about the live-action one from the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have not started that yet, but one thing I know about that show is that her name's not Starfire in the show. It's her actual name.
Yes, that's Star.
Which is what?
I don't know if I can pronounce it correctly.
That's why I don't want to say it, because I don't think I can pronounce it either.
But yes.
I read something that in the new season that's coming out, she is finally going to start going by Starfire.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very eager to start watching it.
Yes, me too. I'm very eager to pick it up and continue again, you know, whenever I can do that. But finally, number one on my list, also probably not a surprise, and I got a little specific with mine, Star Trek Voyager. Star Trek Voyager, for me, was the first Star Trek show that was like my show. Because I know Next Generation was still, you know, during my lifetime, but I was so young, and I watched every episode of it with my father. But I was so young where, you know, I was doing that at night because nothing else was on. And then I started liking it, especially when I found out about the Borg. But then Voyager comes along, and that became, like, my show. I wanted to watch every episode. I wanted them to fight the Borg more, and we get lots of Borg in that show, and that's my favorite villain of Star Trek. And I just love the premise of them trying to get home. They're lost somewhere where Star Trek has never been, so it's not just go explore things and come back home. They couldn't get back home, so they still, like Reggie said, kept up with all those principles, but they were on their own.
Yeah, they were in the Delta Quadrant, and
mm-hmm.
no backup except for themselves.
Yes, and I think that's why, I mean, I love Discovery 2, and I'm really into this third season because they're in almost a similar situation, but they've jumped into the future from everything that they've known, like 937 years or something like that, close to 1,000 years. So it gives me a very Voyager feel. But for me, yeah, just Star Trek Universe, Star Trek Voyager with Seven of Nine. Captain Janeway's my favorite captain. I often, you know, sit in my car, and when other cars make me mad, I think about, you know, do I do the Janeway maneuver or not? But, or Janeway protocol, I think that's what it's actually referred as. But yeah, so that's my number one. That's my list. Like you, Reggie, I have some honorable mentions, but I guess I'll also wait till the end so I don't say anything that may be on Tom's list, but I have a slew of them, so.
Wow.
Well, fellas, how do y'all feel about the Star Trek movies?
Which ones are you referring to? Are you talking about the original series movies, the Next Generation movies, the Kelvin?
Well, I bring that up because my block this week, I will be reading a ranker list of the best movies with star in the title.
Okay.
I like the Star Trek movies. I like the original ones. I like the next gen ones are probably my favorite. I think First Contact might be my favorite, although I also really love Insurrection. I think that one's a little bit more, got a lot more romance in it, which I think is probably why I like that. And then also Nemesis. I would have to say the next gen movies are my favorite. And then the new ones are, they're pretty cool. You know, I mean, for something that was invented back in the, what was it, 60s?
Mm-hmm.
A pretty cool modern day take on it. And I know a lot of people were butthurt because it changed whatever, but no spoilers. I think we're going to finally get some connection to that timeline in Discovery with this upcoming episode. Again, no spoilers. So don't go into any detail about it, but yeah, they're good. I like them. Shane, do you like them?
I do. I'm more of a fan of the next generation ones, with First Contact being my absolute favorite because, you know, the Borg. Whoa. But I was also really upset that Voyager didn't get a movie. Like, I feel like they could have made something that they could have kept in continuity or just been something on its own with them in the Delta Quadrant, like some type of major event, and they never did.
I was thinking about that the other, maybe it was a month or so ago. I was thinking that they could have done, so obviously they changed the timeline because they make it home however long, and then old Janeway goes back and does it faster.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed the timeline, and I was thinking that the movie could come from before they get home the slow way.
Yes.
But they just, they didn't do it. Now everybody's too old, and what are they going to do? Have him in there, 50 years old, playing a 20-year-old?
Yeah, no, the time has definitely passed, but I was always a little hurt they didn't give that to us.
I do hope that future Star Trek Picard or the Seven of Nine show or whatever show, I do hope we get to see some of those characters current. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested in seeing what B'Elanna and Tom's daughter is doing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and like, I don't know. But read your ranker list, Tom.
Yes. Okay, so I'm starting, I scrolled down a bit, so I'm going to go from high to low in the numbers. Shane, have you ever heard of Fist of the North Star?
I have not.
Okay. I'm just trying to decide where to start on this, but I went to the farthest down, the farthest Star Trek I could find, and we'll start with that one. But number 36 was Fist of the North Star, which is apparently a film adaptation of a manga series. So I didn't know if, I know you're into manga, so I didn't know if you had seen that one. But number 35, Star Trek III, the Chris Pine one.
Mm-hmm. Not the best of the new ones, but still okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then number 34, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Pretty far down there.
I'll talk about that one more later.
Number 33, The Star Witness, a 1931 movie with starring Walter Hudson and Francis Starr. No idea what that one is. Number 32, let's see, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Yes, that's the one. Is that the one with Kim Cattrall? And she's the pilot spy?
I'm not sure. Let's see. It was 91.
Maybe that was the one with Kirstie Alley. Anyway, yeah, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, it looks like William Shatner, Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. Mm-hmm.
Number 31, Follow a Star, released in 1959, starring Norman Wisdom and Dick Emery.
Not a clue.
Yeah. Seems like an interesting one. Another old one, number 30, Lone Star, starring Clark Gable and Ava Gardner. Number 29, Star Wars Revelations, which I had never heard of before, but it is a fan-made film that apparently was good enough to make this list, so I'll have to check it out. Number 28, Rainbow Bright and the Star Stealer.
Yes.
Number 27, Star Trek Nemesis.
What?
That low?
That low? Oh, man, that one is good. Is it Tom Hardy?
Hardy? And Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's Guinan. She's in all the next-gen ones.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi's coming back for Picard season 2.
I know. I'm so excited.
So I assume that one was a surprise being this low.
Yeah, that one's good.
Mm-hmm. And it gives us Admiral Janeway.
And it's the conclusion of Data.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Praetor, isn't that his name?
I have no idea.
Depends on that guy. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Number 26, Star Trek Insurrection.
I am offended that is so low. I love that one. It's the one with the pulled back face people.
Pulled back face people. That's what it looks like in the poster. Look, yeah, the face on the poster definitely has a pulled back face.
In back and back, so that way they stay young and.
so the Botox people.
Yes, the Botox
people. Yes.
The third star, Benedict Cumberbatch and Hugh Bonneville from 2010. Heard of that at all?
Uh-uh.
Me either. Number 24, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. I didn't know that started out as a movie.
I don't think it started out as a movie. I think that was the movie from the cartoon show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew about the show. I just didn't know there was ever a movie about it.
I loved that show.
Another animated great. Number 23, Star Wars, The Clone Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Although I'm surprised it's so low.
Yeah, me too. Each one of these has a people that are credited, and Samuel L. Jackson and Christopher Lee were both in it.
Yeah, a lot of the Star Wars people do their own voices.
I know Samuel L. Jackson and Christopher Lee aren't the voices in the Clone Wars show, but it's pretty cool that they do the voices in that one.
Yeah.
Number 22, Starkid. Y'all heard of that one?
Mm-hmm. Falling Star lands in like a junk garbage dump or something like that, and the kid finds it, and it's like a, I want to say it's like a Power Ranger robot type thing, or maybe more of an Iron Giant. I can't remember now.
Yeah, it's familiar, but I don't remember it enough either.
Yeah, 1998 movie starring Danny Masterson and Joseph Mazzello. Another one that I've never heard of before. I don't know why this one is so high, but number 21, Lego Star Wars Bombad Country or Bombad Bounty.
Bombad. Big Bombad.
Which it seems like it might be, it's a comedy short film, but it seems like it might center on Jar Jar Binks, which just no.
No.
No, my favorite episodes of Clone Wars, or my favorite character is Mace Windu, and his Clone Wars episodes are Jar Jar episodes, and it kills me. number 20, A Star is Born, Barbra Streisand, Gary Busey.
I've not seen the new one with Gaga, but
I haven't either.
The original one with Barbra Streisand, I actually have that soundtrack on vinyl.
Nice.
I love the original one. I'm sure I would love the new one with Gaga, but I haven't gotten around to seeing it.
Yeah, I haven't seen either one, but I do love the Lady Gaga song from the new one.
Fun thing that people might not know about me. I love Barbra Streisand. I have like 20 Barbra Streisand albums on vinyl.
Oh,
very nice.
Love it. Number 19, Star Trek First Contact.
Should be higher.
Number two or number one, to be honest with you. Like, First Contact is Star Trek's finest.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying is we should take ranker people's ability to vote away?
Yes.
Let's see.
Or we need our own rankers.
Yeah, well, that's what our podcast is. It's its own ranker.
Maybe they'll ask us to contribute one day.
Hey, ranker, sponsor us. So, number 18, The Star Chamber, starring Michael Douglas and Hal Holbrook, 1983.
Nope. Still don't know it.
Yeah, me either. Number 17, the J.J. Abrams 2009 Star Trek.
Is that the first one?
It looks like it.
Because Into the Darkness is the second one, I think.
Yeah, I don't think Into the Darkness is on the list that I'm about to read. So it must have been pretty far down. Number 16, Star Runners. Anything?
Nope.
2009 movie. Yeah, there's not much info on it. Oh, wait, I'm wrong. Number 15 is Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
Number 14, Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Meh.
Meh. Should it be higher than the other ones y'all are mad about not being high enough?
It should be below some of those other ones, in my mm-hmm. opinion.
I agree.
Number 13, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
I like that one. Probably could have been higher.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star.
Nope.
You remember that? Apparently it has Jimmy Fallon and Christina Ricci in it. And Nick Swartzen.
Is it a comedy?
I mean, 2011 comedy film written by Adam Sandler.
Oh, it's one of the Adam. Oh, I do know what you're talking about. It's one of those Sandler movies, you know.
It's when I stopped watching him, so meh.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out because I love Nick Swartzen. Number 11, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock.
Probably should have been higher.
Mm-hmm.
Higher. Number 10, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Of course. It would be the top 10.
Wait, what? Sorry, there was a lot of interference there. Number 9, Star in the Night. 1945 movie.
Nope.
Number 8, Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
Like just the show in general, Deep Space Nine?
I guess so. I don't know why it made it on movies with Star in the name.
I was going to say, the rest of them better be the rest of the Star Treks.
Yeah, because if Deep Space Nine is on there, I would say that Enterprise was my least favorite, but then Enterprise original Deep Space Nine Next Gen Voyager.
Yeah. Not sure why a show is on a movie list. Get it together, Ranker. Let's see. Number 7, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about that. Number 6, Star Wars. Just regular Star Wars or Star Wars New Hope. Number 5, Star Trek The Motion Picture.
The first original movie.
Yep. Number 4, highly agree with this one, Rogue One.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite movies of all time, even outside of Star Wars. Number 3, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. I strongly disagree with this one, even though it was a pretty good movie. But number 2, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Okay.
And then y'all will like this one, or hopefully y'all will like this one, but number 1, Star Trek Generations.
Yeah! That's that, and you like Whoopi Goldberg. That is the one Star Trek movie that's like completely about Whoopi and her people and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. We should watch that one.
Nice. Maybe we'll have we'll do a movie review of that one. Well, yeah, I thought y'all would like number 1 on that one.
Yes.
Get it together, Ranker. There were some shows in your movie list, but also please sponsor us.
Lego Star Wars mini movie rank higher than some other stuff.
Yeah. Interesting list, but then again, it's people voting on it, apparently, so I'll have to watch some of the extremely old movies on there we've never heard of.
Yeah. I wish I wish we would have realized there were so many old movies. We could have had Gabriel, our friend, jump on here and because I'm sure he's seen all of them.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He has a movie review Instagram, correct?
I think that's kind of what he's doing right now, is like movie reviews and stuff.
I think it's Movies with Gabriel on Instagram.
Yeah, go follow him. Especially if you like older movies.
Oh yeah, he's been watching a lot of VHSs from what I can tell as well. So
classics.
Well, Tom, what's your star list?
Okay, so mine ended up being basically all Star Wars because I'm working on getting into Star Trek, but before this podcast, I hadn't seen much Star Trek. So basically mine, I have a couple outside of Star Wars, but I broke mine down into which Star Wars genres are my favorites.
Okay.
So this one isn't Star Wars though, but my number five is Starlight from The Boys, specifically Starlight from The Boys show.
Mm-hmm.
She's a extremely strong female character who ends up having to stand up for herself against a lot of corporate BS, and also, in The Boys, being a superhero is kind of like a job at a major corporation. And basically on her first day on the job, on her dream job, she gets sexually harassed and is basically expected to push that down and then finally speaks up for herself. She's has to deal with being sexualized and the fact that she has this costume that she's worn all her life. And then the marketing department of Vought, the superhero company in the show, makes her, dress more provocatively and all this stuff. And it's just the way she deals with it and her journey on that show is, she's a very strong female character and the actress who plays her is amazing, but that's my only non-Star Wars one. I broke it down. My other four out of the four ways to break down Star Wars video games. Is my fourth. Really big fan of Battlefront 2. That was a fun game. Star Wars Episode 3, the game, which isn't backwards compatible on Xbox. It was for the original Xbox. It was so much fun that I haven't been able to play that one in a while. Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2 is like a dogfighting game. I haven't got to play the new Squadrons games yet. But the main, one of my favorite Star Wars games ever, did y'all ever play that arcade game of the original trilogy?
Was it the Super Nintendo game?
Yeah, I was thinking that was a port, wasn't it?
I don't think it was the Super Nintendo game. There was an arcade game that was like in every arcade and you got to play through the three movies. It was like the Battle of Endor, the Death Star assault and the Battle of Hoth, and it was just like one of those games where you like sat in like the booth with the joystick and it started out as like flying and then you eventually like got on the ground and got to use like your lightsaber and stuff. That was like the game that I had to spend money on anytime I was in an arcade.
Well, for $500 you can purchase one from the big box store that we have in town.
Huh. Nice, fans. Get on that and buy us a Star Wars trilogy game. So did y'all play that one at all?
Now that I
know what you're talking about.
Talking about, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to play that game every time I was on an arcade.
You ever play Knights of the Old Republic?
I did not, because I was not a big RPG fan until recently.
That was amazing.
Oh, and I also left off my list Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. on my video games. That's like still one of my favorite games. I've kind of fallen down on playing it as much, but a game that's really important to me. This has gotten me through the pandemic. And then of course we've been playing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, but I haven't been on that in a while. And also it's just extremely infuriating.
It's a hard game.
It is a hard game. I actually had to decrease my difficulty on it, which was frustrating, but I also just had to do it if I was going to keep playing the game at all. Next on my list is the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Star Wars movies. Obviously, those were the ones that I saw before any of the video games or the shows. Specifically, my three favorite are probably in this order: Empire Strikes Back, Episode 3, and then Rogue One. Like I said, Rogue One's probably my favorite movie of all time. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, it's an amazing movie. I loved Episode 3 just because it was, I feel like it really saved the prequels. And then, of course, Empire Strikes Back is the classic Star Wars movie everyone talks about. Next, Star Wars shows, specifically Mandalorian, like we've talked about. I'm not going to get into that too much. Clone Wars, the final season, was some of the best Star Wars I've seen as a Star Wars fan. Just really good, really, really get you in your fifis. Have you seen that one yet, Reggie?
We have not. We are trying to watch a couple seasons leading up to it. Specifically, we're trying to hit all of the important Ahsoka episodes leading up to the new ones. I have a list of episodes that you should rewatch before watching the new season.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to get through those. I think we have like 10 more to get through, and then we can start the new season.
Oh, yeah. New season's great. And then Star Wars Rebels Season 2 might be one of the might be some of the best Star Wars ever produced. It's basically you get to see Ahsoka again. The first season is kind of childish and really light, but the season two gets kind of heavy and dark. Mm-hmm. And it has one of the best lines in Star Wars history, which is when Ahsoka and Darth Vader are facing off, and she basically is trying to appeal to Anakin within the Darth Vader suit. And he said, she says, well, he basically says Anakin Skywalker's dead. And then Ahsoka says, then I will avenge his death. And Darth Vader says, revenge isn't the way of the Jedi. And then she just goes, I am no Jedi. And then they start fighting. And it's just, oh my gosh, the most glorious, and gave me chills all the way through. And just, I think Ahsoka is still a giant plot hole, but she's one of my favorite characters in Star Wars, all of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda is up there on that list now. but I definitely agree. Ahsoka is probably one of my favorite characters from Star Wars as well.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, she's kind of a plot hole in just the sense that, like, all of, like, especially, like, Episode 3, you know, all the stuff that happens in Episode 3 without them ever mentioning that Anakin had an apprentice is just wildly implausible to me, but still, she's my favorite character. I will overlook that for Ahsoka. She's glorious. One of my favorite characters. And then finally, top of my list has to be Star Wars comics. And that's just because I feel like the comics, are some of the best done Star Wars. They obviously don't have, since they're more like, you know, comics, they don't have to exactly appeal to children the same way the movies and shows do. They're very dark, you know, give a lot of context to all the movies, but also just they've played a big role for me during this pandemic, in the sense that I've had I've said on the show before, I wasn't big into comics, and then the pandemic happened and I downloaded Comixology Unlimited and read all the Star Wars comics, and those have just really, really gotten me through, and they're just, there's some great stories in there, give a lot of context to what happens in the movies and the shows, and I also just like how cartoonishly evil the Empire is in the comics compared to, you know, the shows and the movie. And then also the Star Wars comics gave us Dr. Aphra and BT and Triple Zero, the murder droids, which are just some of my favorite Star Wars characters of all time. So if you haven't checked out any of the, especially the most recent Marvel Star Wars comics, I highly recommend it. But that's my list. I know I'm pretty bland when it comes to star themed franchises. But y'all want me to do my honorable mentions?
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Let's hear them.
Honorable mentions: the planet Bryn Star in Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
As always, the Star Rod and Warp Star items from Super Smash Bros.
Yes.
Rockstar Games, especially Grand Theft Auto. I love me some Grand Theft Auto. It's just always great stories. From Star Trek, Captain Kirk's green shirt. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He wears this like weird green tunic, and I actually and it's like the second episode that he wears it, but I looked it up, and the reason why it's green is it's actually the same color as his other uniform, but the way the film quality came out, it turned out green. But I always liked Captain Kirk's green shirt. Some other stars I love: the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps us warm.
Things boring.
Alpha Centauri, the closest star to our solar system besides the sun. And then just because of all the jokes it produces, the band Jefferson Starship. But yeah, those are my honorable mentions.
I only had four. Should I do mine next, since Shane, since you have a bunch?
Yes.
Star Road from the Mario games.
That's a good one.
In the blue Yoshi.
A blue Yoshi, or purple, as Tom and I were discussing. A Star is Born, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Stargate SG-1 specifically, and then also Stargate Atlantis was also really good.
Mm-hmm.
Starfire, of course, had to be on the list. But those were my honorable mentions.
All right. My honorable mentions, I just thought of, based on your guys, the Star Wand from Kirby and Smash Bros, because I love to throw that thing at people in Smash Brothers. But also on my list, I started with Star Wars Episode 1, because I just remember the hype so much around that, and I saw that movie, and, you know, I didn't like it, but the Happy Meal toy, I remember it being huge, so for me, it had to be an honorable mention. The TV show Instant Star, starring Alex Johnson, that was on, I believe, The Inn or Noggin, whatever it was called back in the day. And then, of course, Star Trek Next Generation, Discovery, and Lower Decks all had to be on my honorable mentions list, since Voyager was number one.
Lower Decks, I completely forgot to mention Lower Decks. I forgot that happened. It was so, Lower Decks is great. It's a cartoon show. Go look it, watch it. It's good.
That's got Jack Quaid in it.
Yes.
It does. All right, so continuing on my list, The More You Know Shooting Star. I want to do one of those PSA so bad.
I love it.
And then my last two, Starfish, of course, because it's one of my favorite things in the ocean, and the Nintendo DS game Starfy, which was a really good game.
I should have put Patrick Star on mine.
There we go, another one.
Back to all the hype around episode one, that came out when I was in second grade, and I was so confused why they were calling it episode one.
Yeah, when there were three others already.
Yeah.
Well, those are some good star lists. I know that this one was a little bit more abstract than some of the other lists that we've done. And Tom, I like your breakdown of Star Wars. I think that it's all appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that you didn't mention anything about the books, the Star Wars books, specifically the General Thrawn series.
Yeah, I haven't gotten much into the books. Like, and like I said, I wasn't really even into the. To be honest, I was only really a movie fan, a movie and video game fan until the pandemic. And then when we were on quarantine, I watched Rebels and Clone Wars all the way through. That was like my first pandemic binge. And then I got into the comics. So I'm just now getting into the Star Wars expanded universe. Before then, it was just like the video games and rewatching the movies over and over again.
Well, I like it. Shane, we're going to convert you sooner than later.
I mean, I don't hate them, but it's just never been my thing.
Tom, are you like a fan of Westerns at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because, I mean, even if you're people listening at home, even if you're not like a Star Wars fan, The Mandalorian has a really strong like Western like shoot 'em up feel, which is really exciting to watch and is one of the appeals of the original Star Wars. So that's why Star Wars fans are going so mad over The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also just good.
It's just good. And Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda.
And to piggyback off of what Tom was just saying, Baby Yoda. Well, I think that this was a successful week.
It was.
Me too. Our first completely remote week.
Oh yeah, we're all three remote, recording this through online streaming service and uploading for your viewing pleasure. And if this continues to go well, we might post the video of it. That way, you can see us and listen to us at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have time to spend 30 minutes in makeup tonight.
none of us had time.
So
I think that this was a successful week. Before we do go, I do want to mention a couple things. Our friend Mason's book, 34 Degrees, make sure mm-hmm. you pick that up, go get a copy of it or order it or, you know, show some support. Of course, always Jordy Marie Games. She's a game streamer. She does Among Us, Animal Crossing, Sims, Dead by Daylight. You can follow her on Facebook. Although I want to give a personal shout out to my really good friend, Jimmy. He runs Willow Mountain Woodwork, which is a local custom furniture shop here in Boone. And I know it's getting close to Christmas, so if you have any Christmas needs, he's making a bunch of cutting boards and, you know, little fun things to get your in-laws or you know, brother-in-law or sister-in-law or something like that. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram. It's Willow Mountain Woodwork. And then also we wanted to mention that I know we've talked about gaming a bunch. If you guys have any interest in playing Dead by Daylight with us or any other game, shoot us a message, drop us a line, let us know, and maybe we can schedule once a week gaming or something, you know, something.
Yes.
Just something to think about. Shane, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's all, you know, except check us out online. We're at Total Nerd List on all major social media platforms.
Absolutely. And Tom, do you have anything?
Didn't we hit 500 downloads this week?
We not only hit 500 downloads this week, but we just, as we were recording this episode, surpassed 550.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much.
We have decided that if we can hit 600, not if, when we reach 600 downloads, we will do a special little Bean Boozle mini special where the three of us will try some gross jelly beans. Hope we don't get vomit.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, until next week, guys, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.